Leviticus Parashas Mishmeh. Here's Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Nechemia Ish Beit Zli. Rabbi Akiva was made the following halacha in the name of Nechemia Ish Beit Zli. So Masim Efi Isha Api Eidach. If we allow Isha to get remarried, even if there's only one aid that was made that her husband died, even though normally one aid does not have nemanus, two aidim are required. In this case, the Chachamim were Mekel and allowed an Isha to get remarried with only one aid that was made. And sometimes we don't have two aidim that know about her husband's death, and she would remain in Aguna. She would never be allowed to get remarried, so therefore the Chachamim were Mekel in this case. Now, even though we already found in Perek Vav, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah was made the same halacha. The reason why we also need the Eidus of Rabbi Akiva is because even after the Eidus of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, the Chachamim did not allow Isha to get remarried on Pied Echad. Only Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah himself was Matir. But after the Eidus of Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim were Makabal this Eidus, and they started allowing Isha to get remarried on Pied Echad. Eid Rabbi Yeshua ala Tomo Shenimtu Bethirei. Rabbi Yeshua was made by a Maaseiah that happened at the Beit HaMikdash, that bones were found in the list of the Beit HaMikdash in which the Ase HaMarachah were kept, the eitzim that are used on the Mizbeach. Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Malakim Ezim Ezim Ba'a Kol Tor, that each bone should be gathered up and buried, and everything in the Beit HaMikdash would be considered Tor, even though there's a possibility that one of the kingdom of the Beit HaMikdash came into contact with one of these Atzumos. Still, this is a Sabbath Tumah for Rishus HaRabim. And the Azara is considered a Rishus HaRabim, a public area, since there's a lot of people in the Azara. And we have a class Sabbath Tumah for Rishus HaRabim. Fake Tor, anytime we have a Sabbath Tumah in a Rishus HaRabim, the Sabbath would be considered Tor. So therefore, here also, even though there's a possibility that some of the Kalim came into contact with the Azumas, they are all considered Tor. So too, we don't have to be tired, we don't have to be concerned that maybe there are other Azumas underground where we found these Azumas, therefore maybe we should dig up underground and see if we can find more Azumas. The Chachamim did not require that. They said all we have to do is gather up each bone and everything would be considered Tor. Mitzvah Zedias Parashat Mishnah Vav Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Shamati, I have heard, Kishahayu Bonim Behecho, when Klai Yisrael was building the Hecho, after they returned from Babel in the times of Ezra, and they were rebuilding the second base of Mikdash, Osim Klon Lehecho, Klon La'azorot, until they could build the permanent walls of the Hecho and the Azorot, they temporarily sectioned them off with curtains. Elisha Behecho Bonim Yibachot, Uba'azorot Bonim Yibafnim. The difference between the Hecho and the Azorot was when they were building the permanent wall of the Hecho, they built it outside of the curtain, meaning to say that the curtain was temporarily sectioned off the Hecho, was hung up within the area of the Hecho itself. That way, when they were building the permanent wall, they would not inadvertently look into the Hecho and enjoy from the beauty of the Hecho. That would be also, as the Hecho had more Kedusha than the Azara. As within the Hecho, there is the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach Avnim. And when they were building the wall of the Azara, they built inside the curtain, meaning to say the curtain was temporarily sectioned off. The Azara was hung up just outside of the Azara, so that way when they were building the permanent wall of the Azara, they were building within that curtain. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati, I have heard, Shemakriven afal pisha ein bayis, that it's mutter to bring korbanos, even though at that time the Beit HaMikdash did not exist. And after the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it would still be mutter to bring korbanos where the Mizbeach used to be, even though the Beit HaMikdash at that time was not existent. But ochlam kachikachim afal pisha ein klon, it would be mutter to eat kachikachim korbanos such as a chatas or an asham, even though there are no curtains to the Azara, as kachikachim had to be eaten within the area of the Azara. Even if there are no curtains to the Azara, the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, still you can eat the kachikachim where the Azara used to be. Kachim kalim u'maiser sheni afal pi shein choma. And it also would be mutter to eat kachim kalim and maiser sheni, which are mutter to be eaten only within Yerushalayim, even if there is no wall to Yerushalayim, at that time still they could be eaten within the area of where the wall used to be. Shekdusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asid lovo. The reason for this is that the Kedusha Rishona, the first Kedusha, that Shlomo was Mekadesh to Beit HaMikdash at the time he built it, and he also was Mekadesh Yerushalayim, this Kedusha was for that time and lost the love forever. That Kedusha would never go away, even after the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. The place where the Beit HaMikdash was has Kedusha, and also the area within the wall of Yerushalayim has Kedusha, even if the wall no longer exists. So therefore, it would be mutter to bring korbanos even after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. But that's only as far as Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash is concerned. But as far as the kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, as far as the chiyuv maitris and the chiyuv to keep shviyas, that is a kedusha l'shaita and not a kedusha l'asa lavo. Meaning to say, when Klal Yisrael went into Golus Bavel, Eretz Yisrael no longer had kedusha. There no longer was a chiyuv maitris and a chiyuv shviyas. And then when Ezra came back at the time of the Beis Mikdash Sheni, he was re-Makadesh Eretz Yisrael, and that new kedusha that Ezra was Makadesh Eretz Yisrael, that kedusha is forever, even nowadays that we do not have a Beis Mikdash, but Eretz Yisrael still has kedusha.